So our Gemara is attempting to fit in the case of the Mishnah with the Balabais and the Ani into the opinions of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. And the Gemara says, "Afil timat Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, hasam lamala me'esara, hachala mata me'esara." That where when Rabbi Yossi says that the basket has the status of rishus ayachid, that's when the basket is above 10 tefachim from the ground. V'hachala lamala lamata me'esara. But here, where the ani is holding the basket, that must be 10 tefachim below from the ground. So Tosfos has a question here, although it does not really answer the question. Tosfos dir masal kan lamata. So Tosfos asks, "Im tomar neither shusha yachid lo havi or shusha rabim nami lo havi." So you'll say that the basket, if it's below 10 tefachim, is not going to be or shusha yachid, but it can't be shusha rabim either. Elka karmelus kamo amud gavoa shlosha v'rachav daud av amay chayiv. Rather, in this case, the basket seems to be more like a karmelus, such as if you have like a post, which is three or more tefachim high, and is daud al daud. So then, why here should the Baal HaBayis be chayiv when he put the object into the ani's basket, since the basket has the status of a karmelus? So there was no hanacha birshus harabim here. So Tosfos responds to this: Mishlomer the ain karmelus bekelim. So you could say that there's no karmelus bekelim when it comes to a kli. You can't say it's a karmelus; it has to be, you know, either rishus hayachid or harabim. Maybe you could talk about makom patur, but it can't be a karmelus. Kamo shapirish rashi, come on, gabe haisa kafaso. Menuchos Koli. As Rashi explains later on Daf Ches, regarding a case where one had a box that was lying in Rishus HaRabim, and there we say that the it's in Rishus HaRabim, and over here also we could say the basket's like Rishus HaRabim. So Kashel or Beni Yitzchak Ma'al al Daitan Shamaksham. So now Tosfos has a question that doesn't really answer. So the Ri asks, what was the original thought here to even ask a question, whether it should be Rishus HaYachid? The al karchach yada the masnisin ma'iri lemata miyud below pircha the Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, because obviously we know that our Mishnah is a case where the basket is below 10 tefachim in rishus harabim regardless of any machlokus between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. The kol lemala miyud have makom patur velo machayel kol yama, and we know it has to be talking about less than 10 tefachim, because if it's above 10 tefachim, everything in rishus harabim that's above 10 tefachim is a makom patur. The case that they always gave in Tzmicha is the case of a fire hydrant. And no one will say that that you're chayiv for this. Im kan ma parach me Rabbi Yossi be Rabbi Yehuda. So then why does the whoever is asking over here, why are we asking within Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi that the basket perhaps is Rishus HaYachid, when it obviously is obvious that the object was placed below 10 tefachim, and it can't be a lamal mitfachim because that would be a makom patur. So that has to be the only case that's possible. Hamilsa the pshita hi to lamata mitfachim lo havi rishus hayachid. And it's most obvious that less than 10 tefachim there is no rishus hayachid. Dehat taran lekaman behazorik cholis habor vahasela shehem gavolim yud verachim daud. We learned in a later mission perkazorik that when you have a wall that surrounds a pit and you have a rock over there, a cella over there, which is 10 tefachim chai and daud al daud, so the din is hanotel mehem vanosin al gavan chai pachos mikan pater. That whoever takes an object from on top of that, places it in rishus harabim, so that then he'd be chayiv. But if the size of the pit's wall, the boulder, is less than 10 tefachim high or less than daud al daud, then he'd be pater. Pshita the Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda lo ayri al lamala yud. And therefore, it's obvious that when we talk about Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, it's only talking about a case where the basket is a bit above 10 tefachim from the ground. So again, Tosfos is asking, why are we at all entertaining the question about what our case is here, when it must be obvious that it's below 10 tefachim? So to summarize, a kli in rishus harabim cannot become a karmelus. If it did, then that would be a different discussion. But since it can't, it's within rishus harabim. And in order to have a case of a kir hanacha in rishus harabim, it has to be lamata miyud, because anything that's lamala miyud is already a makom patur. The Gemara then goes on to further analyze the case of ani omid v'bechutz. It says the neighbor talking about a case where the hand is lower than three tefachim. So how do you have a scenario that the hand is lower than three tefachim from the ground? So one of the answers given is that perhaps it's beguma, that the person's standing in a pit. So when he's standing in a pit, even if he's standing upright, the hand is below three tefachim. So let's look at the Tosfos, Tivra Maschil Beguma. So Tosfos says, Tarach Lefarish Beguma, Shehi Rishus HaRabim, Kegon Sharabim Mishtamshin Ba. So you have to say that here, you're talking about a guma, a pit, that is still part of Rishus HaRabim, that people make use of it. L'man da'amar tashmash al yedei chak shmei tashmash. And this works according to the man da'amar. It says, even though it's inconvenient usage, it's still usage nonetheless, and therefore you could say that the pit is within is Rishus HaRabim, and therefore the person that's underneath the ground level and his hand is within three tefachim of the ground, that he's not within that Rishus HaRabim at the time. There's no kir hanacha in Rishus HaRabim. Or be'inan shemahachim sham rabim. Or you could say, even if it's not tashmash al yedei dechak shmei tashmash, you could say that it's people travel by this pit a lot. In either of those two cases, you could say that that pit would be part of a Rishus HaRabim. Aval guma shayisa karmelus makom patur. But if you say that the guma was part of a karmelus, meaning it's less than 10 tefachim deep, that's da'od al da'od, or makom patur, that it's not da'od al da'od at all. Kevan shegufo sham yado shei pshuta l'shus harabim. So since his body's there in the makom patur, the karmelus of the pit, so and his hand is extended to the shus harabim, lo havi k'shus harabim, the basar gufo garir, afa pishahi lamata megimel. So then that case is not a case of shus harabim, and there's no kira nanacha, because the hand is part of the body. And the body, of course, is in the makom patur, the karmelus of this pit, if it doesn't meet the required measurements. Even though, again, the hand is lamata migimel tefachim from the Rishus HaRabim, which would make it part of the Rishus HaRabim. So, kevan desavar agad yad shmei agad kedivrishus. And this is important. This is actually came up in the previous Tosos that we didn't see in Divrei Maaseh Kagon, that the concept of agad yad shmei agad, that the hand follows the rishus of the body. That even if you want to say that the hand could possibly be in a different rishus than the rest of the body, but the hand always extends back to the body. It binds itself to the body and follows there. So what we're saying here is as follows, that when the body of a person and his hands are in two different rishus, then even if the hand is within three tefachim of the ground of that rishus, we still hold agad yad shmei agad. We follow where the body is. So therefore, if the kira hanacha takes place with that hand, it's not considered a kira hanacha going based on from where the hand is, but rather it follows where the guf, where the actual body is. The last tosas is a very interesting one. We'll try to do it quickly. This case that the Gemara leaves as a teiku, that if you have two kochos of one person, meaning a person throws something up in the air and then catches it, so is that like two people? The catching and the throwing are like two people, and therefore there's no nakira and hanacha done by one person, and you'd be putter. Or is it like it's really all the act of one person who does a traditional akira and hanacha, let's say in Rishus HaRabim, and therefore would be chayv? So Tosa says, "Dira maslo k'shnei bnei adam dami b'putter." Perush ki hechi de b'shnei bnei adam putter harishon mishum de lo avad kala hanacha. Right, just like when two people would do this act, so the first person would be putter because he didn't do anything at all, meaning one threw the object and the other caught it on the run. So the first person didn't do anything because he didn't do a hanacha. Someone else interfered and caught it before it would have landed in somewhere else. And here too, since the person who first threw the object and then interrupted its trajectory by catching it somewhere else, this sort of disrupted a hanacha and did a different hanacha. So lovi hanacha de lo nach mikol chazorik. So he didn't. It's not considered the hanacha that is part and parcel with the akira, because the thrower's force, made it that the object would go in one place, but then by catching it, it went somewhere else. So odilma ka adam echad dami v'kevin da'avid akira v'nacha chayv. Or maybe you'll just say no, one person and he's doing the akira nacha and he'd be chayv. Lo dami yishnaim shasua, and we wouldn't say that it's like where two people did it. And that's one way of looking at it. Rabbi Chananel garas ipcha k'shnei bnei adam dami v'chayv. Rabbi Chananel learns it the opposite way, not what, like we've been saying so far. Rabbi Chananel says that it's possible for two people to do something, to do an akira and anacha, and they would be chayv. Damar la'el amad b'mkom v'kabel chayv, because we see in the Gemara that if someone stood in place and catches the object, he's chayv, because it landed in its original destination. And here too, when he caught it, don't say that he caught it and it's not where the hanacha was originally destined to be, but rather his intention of throwing it and catching it somewhere else was fulfilled, so he should be chayiv. Or you say, it's like one person, and you'd be putter, and the logic for that is, it's like passing it from your right hand to your left hand while standing still. Even though the object traveled more than dal damos, you would be putter, because the person standing in one place, the object maybe didn't really move. Right, the Rabbeinu Chananel obviously seems a little bit more hard to really see, since the other classic example is what we've always been saying so far, that with two people, it's not there's no chiyuv there because each person is doing one act, the kiyur or the hanacha. But the Rabbeinu Chananel sees it as the opposite. No, two people, you throw it in one place and it lands in its destination. So there's a kiyur hanacha there, as opposed to when it's one person, that's like just left hand to right hand, or it's like as if he didn't even move anywhere at all.